Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Today is the United Nations International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action, which provides an opportunity for the world to reflect on both the progress made and the challenges that remain in clearing landmines and unexploded ordnance. The United States is the world's single largest financial supporter of efforts to address humanitarian hazards from landmines and unexploded ordnance in post-conflict countries and to reduce the availability of excess, loosely secured, or otherwise at-risk weapons and munitions. Since 1993, the United States has invested more than $3.4 billion for the securing and safe disposal of excess small arms, light weapons, and munitions, as well as the safe clearances of landmines and explosive remnants of war in more than 100 countries, making the United States the world's single largest financial supporter of conventional weapons destruction. The United States has funded programs worldwide aimed at reducing at-risk weapons and munitions and improving stockpile security in order to prevent diversion of arms to terrorists and other destabilizing actors. Through the Conventional Weapons Destruction Program, the U.S. government has collaborated with partner nations and international organizations since 2003 to destroy more than 39,000 excess or poorly secured man-portable air defense systems, or MANPADs, shoulder-fired missiles that, if improperly safeguarded, pose a serious threat to global aviation. Working in close cooperation with the Department of Defense and the U.S. Agency for International Development's Leahy War Victims Fund, the Department of State has helped numerous countries to declare themselves mine-free. Proactive community outreach through our mine risk education programs have prevented countless injuries, while U.S.-funded survivor assistance has provided essential medical and rehabilitation services to people injured by landmines and unexploded ordnance. On this day of mine awareness, we urge other nations to join us in a robust international partnership with the shared goal of reducing the impact of landmines around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.